puh, puh sound. You hear that kind of airiness to it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I put this back and then you will go puh, puh, and it's much better.
How's it tracking on there as an alternative to Audacity?
It's so beautiful.
Jeez. Oh, man.
I've missed you, Adobe Audition.
Oh, man. Oh,
well, if we had $700, we could buy it on its own.
There you go. Oh, that would be nice.
So how did you get this again?
Adobe Creative Cloud. It's something that I think Joel was on here discussing at one point in time, just randomly, where you can get the entire Adobe line, InDesign, Illustrator, Photoshop, Adobe Reader Pro, or whatever that other one is. Fireworks, Muse, whatever their video one is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You get all of that if you sign up for the service. For the first 30 days, it's free.
Huh.
Thereafter, it is somewhere between $30 and $50 per month.
Yeah.
So it's, instead of paying thousands upon thousands of dollars to get all these programs, you're paying minimal per month just to have access to them.
Okay.
And which is cool.
With the way that...
Is this being recorded?
Yes, it's. I start recording it now. This is essentially like a mic check for us.
Yeah. Okay.
So it's everyone gets comfortable around the microphones. Everyone.
Okay.
Yeah. Works with everything that way.
There you go.
And so instead of having to constantly buy new software, you can just hold on to this service, and when it upgrades, you upgrade.
Oh yeah, for sure.
So that's a pretty penny saved. Are you looking at a comparison?
Too loud or? No. Are we good?
You're fine. I'm going to play with the with the levels, individual levels.
Gotcha.
During the check, but
sure.
Yeah.
I really wish that, you know, one day we will get to a 4-track.
Yeah, that would be really nice.
One day.
Yeah, that'd be lovely.
Kind of tempted to start investing in weekly podcast.
No
jackpot tickets.
Well, Adobe Audition should have the capability to do it. It does have the capability.
Well, it should, but the mixer doesn't have the ability to export as such. I bombed around on there where every single channel, it's only USB input. It's not USB input 1, 2, 3, 4.
Right. Okay.
So it realistically, it'd need to be a FireWire connection for it to really be able to manage all that information through one cord.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah, it wouldn't be able to break it down.
I'm just saying,
I agree. I agree.
Yes.
Woo. I agree.
I understand what you are talking about.
I comprehend.
Aha. Dan, do you need those back?
No. I figured if you wanted to hear everything in stereo, you can.
Stereo.
I can gravitate with
you
the
can
the
hear
best of them.
Everything in time.
It's like you're sitting right there instead of right there.
Yeah.
But I didn't really have
a mic check topic,
a specific one, because I mean, you know, Adam just got back from his trip.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of got back from it. Okay, actually, I do have a question, and this we'll have to adjust this accordingly. But do you guys stream when you travel? Simply enough. So, do you seek out the resources necessary in order to keep up with your Netflix or Hulu or Pandora or Spotify, or the list goes on?
No.
I would have to agree. When I go on vacation, I try to get away from all that crap.
Exactly.
Really and truly, like, I can see all that stuff when I get home.
Mm-hmm.
True.
If I'm on vacation, I just want to be as far away from it as possible.
Mm. Yeah. No, I mean, it makes sense. I was asking just in general because I wanted to see, Adam, you're on a bike trip for nigh on 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I mean, were there really any opportunities to grab music or even, you know, once you camp out at night, having access to Wi-Fi in order to catch anything?
Well, during my entire stay in Mexico, of course, you don't have a data connection for your phone.
Unless you get the international plan, which is an arm and a leg.
Yep.
No way, man.
There are... the places that I went to after we got through Chihuahua City and stuff like that, they had like...
Chihuahua?
Chihuahua.
Chihuahua. Chihuahua.
Yes, Chihuahua.
That's where the dog name came from.
That's true. I think. Well, basically, the small towns that I was in, they didn't have computers.
Did they have political unrest?
No.
Okay, well, that's good too.
There was like one or two computers in town hall, and even in that situation, I actually saw someone working on a typewriter.
Oh. Wait. So, what was it, like the Three Amigos?
Oh my God.
If only it had been more like the Three Amigos.
Like, was there the guy cranking the movie as he's going with another guy in the corner playing some vaudevillian piano? Oh, look, it's a new Batman.
There definitely...
I'd watch that.
There definitely were... Like, Batman as a silent film?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
With jaunty piano behind it.
I would totally.
And then when
that.
A villain comes up, it's all low tones. Bum, bum, bum.
God.
Oh no, it's the Joker.
I had no idea Batman rode a horse.
Ha ha. Oh man.
Giddy up, Tumblr. Ha ha.
Oh.
Yeah. So there was, on my way back, there was one restaurant in Creel where they had Wi-Fi.
Hmm.
And that was like an oasis in the desert. And I checked Facebook, but I did not stream. I did not. I had been, but I did think a lot about like, maybe while we're like on the way to and from the border, I was thinking I could fire up Netflix and just watch an episode of Deep Space Nine or something like that.
Oh God.
But I had brought Game of Thrones with me.
Mm-hmm.
So
on your phone?
No. I brought the book for in the
car.
Oh,
yeah.
So
oh, that's right, cuz you drove and then trailered. Oh, right.
Yeah, well, both at the same time.
Okay. Trailered the bikes to the border and
while
then
driving a car that was connected to the trailer.
Aha.
Yes.
The
yes.
plot grows thicker.
Yeah. So, you know, when it wasn't my turn to drive, I thought about streaming, but I ended up just bombing through hundreds of pages of Clash of Kings instead. So
yeah,
stands to reason.
Yeah.
P.S. Third book, so good.
Cool.
I'm halfway through it.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah,
it's good.
Game of Thrones. Woo, woo.
The pedal effects are still not going to work, Emily.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I was so hoping they would.
Yeah. So, anywho, have I streamed? Yeah. So, I got as far as thinking about it. That's,
okay.
That's my answer. So, and the Facebook on Wi-Fi in a restaurant in Creel. That was about it. So.
Well, just finding one example of Wi-Fi at all.
Yeah, it was pretty cool finding that one example of Wi-Fi, for sure.
Yeah.
Woo.
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 So, I assume things sound reasonable.
Yeah.
Agreeable.
I mean,
did you buy anything?
I bought a few gifts.
Yeah?
But I really didn't have room for much.
I was going to say.
Yeah. If it didn't fit in the
pack,
like 5-inch by 2-inch by 3-inch space.
So no sombreros.
No, not unless I was wearing it on my back. But
no mariachi bands.
Man.
There was a camelback on my back.
Come on.
I probably would have died if I had not brought that camelback along, actually.
Really? What is it?
I would have
gotten
it's got to
have been so warm, so crazy.
It was hot and physically very taxing. So if I hadn't had water with me.
Yeah. Oh, that's what it is. That's camelback. That makes more sense now. Yeah. In my mind, I'm just like hairy,
it's a
big.
Backpack.
Yeah, I'm like hairy, big, lumpy back. Like,
camel.
Not
not like okay. hump filled with water because camels store their water right, in humps.
Yeah, and it has little scuba gear.
Yeah, yeah, I forgot yeah, all about that.
Yeah.
That's, oh, okay. oh, yeah, yeah. Allie and I are both just over here like,
I got
camel bag.
Yeah, so indispensable. I mean, there were days when I would start with a full and drain the whole thing, and it was a 3 liter
woof
capacity. So,
wow,
yeah, dry,
yeah, for sure.
Yeah, so
for sure. Hey, is it bad that stopped?
No, it's just
it's
showing the entire
span
of the recording. So it's just.
Condensing
less
oh, okay,
and less
okay.
and condensing. So
yeah, it kind of it goes and it stops and it goes and it stops visually, but it's it's continuous.
Oh, okay. Whew.
Not like Audacity.
Yeah. It's nice, okay. But the thing I do like about Audacity is that it's simple. Where on this one, it really did take me 20 minutes to figure out how to get it to record, because I guess. Using a single input track makes the multi-track option not work.
Interesting.
Confusing, too.
Yeah.
I can understand that.
Well, that's...
sure,
no, not really.
No.
Adobe Audition is a very big program, so it's like, hey, I can do this and this and this and this. Oh, you want to just do this? Oh,
you just want to record a quick track? Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. No.
Oh. All right.
Don't waste my time. But if everything's sounding good, then I can say if anyone needs to use the restroom or get a refill or et cetera, what we'll do is we'll do a 30-minute discussion, more or less, kind of on the topics I'd mentioned to you earlier. And then we'll take a quick commercial break and then come back and we'll play Movie Bluff, which is the... IMDb-esque game.
I like Movie Bluff.
Where it's... have you heard it or... No? No? Okay.
Yeah, you did. You totally did. 4th of July. We were all playing it.
We were playing in groups.
Well, okay.
Yeah, she was in the relative area as the game occurred, but she was not a contestant.
Okay.
Participant. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you know... Website IMDb.
Yeah.
So you can type in a movie name, TV show name, actor, actress name, pulls up all their stuff.
Right.
So hypothetically, this game is like that, but spoken. So
yeah.
Adam could start with Tobey Maguire movie. So it'd be up to me to name a Tobey Maguire movie.
Spider-Man.
So sure. From there, yeah, I could even go as far as to say Spider-Man 2.
Yeah.
If I really wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
And from there, it's my option to either say cast... Forcing Emily to name somebody from the cast of Spider-Man 2.
James Franco.
Or I could say movie, and then she'd have to name another Tobey Maguire movie.
Cider House rules.
So, like hypothetically, that. I say Spider-Man 2 cast. And then Emily, as she said before, James Franco.
James Franco.
So now she has the option of saying cast or movie.
Movie.
So now it'd be up to you to name a James Franco movie that isn't Spider-Man 2 or...
In the series.
Isn't a part of that trilogy series bit.
Tristan and his
or... Role.
There you go. Yeah.
Or,
she's going to be good at this.
Or if you don't think that Emily can name another James Franco movie, you could call her bluff.
Yeah. Or if we say cast and you don't think that we could pick someone else out of that cast, then you can say bluff. And that person either has to come up with someone from the cast or they're out.
What if you don't know yourself?
You play cool.
Yep. Okay. You play cool. Maybe you can make something up and people be like, yeah, that's legit.
That sounds right.
It can happen. It's happened.
Yeah.
You know, but then there are times where people are just, they know that movie and they're just like, no, bluff. And then you're like, yeah, I don't know. And then we have someone look it up and it's like, oh yeah, you're wrong.
Yeah, you're really wrong.
You're so wrong.
But what we'll probably do is start with Adam and go... clockwise the first time, so you get to hear three entries or answers to get the feel for it. But the biggest thing that we try to get people to do is really go gut reaction with the saying cast or movie, because that locks in your answer and does move it on to the next person. So a lot of people would be like, James Franco.
And then just let it go. I do that all the time. But so you have to say cast or movie right after that.
And that does lock in your answer. So it's, if you say James Franco movie, but you wanted to say James Franco cast, you already said James Franco movie.
Yep.
Other than that, TV shows, as I said before, are fair game. Actors, actresses, we don't do writers, we don't do directors, music. I got everything right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, you're good.
Okay. Good times.
Well, then I'm going to get a refill if anyone else would like
hey,
one.
Hey, hey, yeah, me.
Hey, 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 glass. Hey.
Bitte. Yeah, Schatz.
Sure.
Now I'm thirsty.
Well, after eating that bone dry cupcake.
Hast du das verstehen? Als du dieses Skla Cupcake gegessen hast? Das ist, was gesagt hat. Als du dieses Skla trockene Cupcake gegessen hast, dann bist du durstig. Ja.
What?
I said after I translated it, but I said I couldn't figure out the word for bone, so I said skeleton. After you've eaten this,
you could have said bone.
Bone? Klappt es?
Knochen.
Knochen sind bone. Okay, Knochen. Bone, everybody, in German, Knochen. Learn it. That'll totally be your word of the week. Knochen.
No, it's Ventilator. It's a fan. The thing that turns around to get cool
but why
air
is it?
Out of it.
Yeah, but what about it? An air conditioner?
Yeah, kind of.
Es mag das Air cool. Es mag die.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but it's something that's round and there is a thing in it and it's very
a fan.
Yeah, I said so.
A
Fanne. Yeah.
Fanne. Yeah. Yeah. Sag das noch einmal.
Ventilator.
Ventilator. Aber what does that have to do with bone?
It's just Jessica learned this word today and she found it very funny.
It was on her word calendar today and she found it very funny?
Yeah.
All right then. Woohoo! Ventilator.
Sounds
That's my German exchange student, everyone. Her name is Elena, and she's lovely.
So how long were you here?
3 Wochen.
3 weeks?
Yep, 3 weeks.
So it's...
And I hosted her brother. So when I was in high school, her brother was my exchange student. He's the same age as me. And Elena is much younger than him. Obviously, Elena is 14. And no, it's okay. And the Germans are much more mature than the Americans.
Yeah, I know, but I assume that more Americans would be listening.
What would that matter?
I don't know.
I think the Americans would probably agree. If you don't agree, you can tell me. Comment. They are, I promise. I know.
Is next week spring break?
Next week is spring break for Shakopee, but not for not where I work, though. So she has been invited to go to school with a few people from my church because they will not have spring break. They have spring break this week. And then she's also going to come to school with me for one day, and she's going to go to school with Alex for one day. So week is full.
Plenty of education.
Yeah. Du gehst nach Schule jeden Tag. Aber nicht am Freitag. She's going to school every day, but not on Friday. Friday, we both have off. Yeah.
Go
I get one more day of spring break. Woo!
Spring break. Like that exists anymore?
Hey, man, I'm a teacher. It exists. Thank God. It
doesn't exist for people with...
What? With what? With real jobs?
No, I wasn't.
You don't know what I went through today.
I didn't say that. I was saying with jobs that aren't teacher jobs.
Can you grab my phone so I can silence it? No. Today was probably... Nope. I'm a teacher, so I'm going to close my mouth. Mm-hmm.
Good plan.
It was a hard day. I think my students would agree with me on that. It was a hard day.
Trying...
Challenging, yes. Trying. What? Do my feet smell?
No, I was just wondering what that was.
Oh, it's a squirrel.
Do you see?
Ein Eichhörnchen.
Squirrel. Eichhörnchen.
I actually have a squirrel that has broken off from the family and has decided to take up residency on that window ledge right behind you. There is evidence of it because there is a big pile of random sticks.
Ooh.
And I watch him for a minute and a half. He's like, what are you doing? And he's like building a pseudo nest right there.
Wonder why they like it here.
I feed them.
Yeah.
All the time. I mean, here's my empty bottle of squirrel chow, which is really just shelled sunflower seeds. But today it was saltines.
It's totally me, though, right? I started this, didn't I?
Are because you supposed I love to squirrels. Feed them?
No, I'm actually ruining the local habitat.
You're not supposed to feed them. However, people do. Like, people have corn by their bird feeders for squirrels.
Yeah.
So people do feed squirrels. It's just like how we feed birds.
Yeah.
You know, but you just need to be mindful of what you're feeding them. You can't just feed things that are meant to be fatty. You need to feed them things that have like natural proteins for them, and you need to be thinking about what their bodies can process. You can't just feed them dyed Pepperidge Farm golden fish.
Well, I mean, you know, they really enjoyed the pork roast I put out last week. wait, let me think if that was true or not.
Who wants a meatloaf? How about a burrito?
No, but it's bad to the point where if I knock on the window, they don't run away anymore.
Oh.
And they will actually...
And some put their paws up on the window and they're just like, they're like,
food time?
I want some more, please. Please, sir. I want some more.
And then there are the douchebaggy ones who intercept it thereafter and like attack the other squirrel away.
Which is not nice.
So
no,
they
we
can
don't
steal
like
all
that.
The food. And so I rapidly open and close my window to scare the shit out of them.
Yay.
Yay! It's an entertaining way to spend about 5 minutes. Just watching them. They come back. You do it a few more times. They leave. They come back. Do it a few more times. I really want to get a squirt gun just to mess with them. Like, ha-ha!
No, Dan, that would be mean.
Well, in the winter, yes, that would be very, very
cool. That
would
be very mean.
In
but the in summer,
the summer
it might
be
hilarious.
Okay.
We'll see.
Yes.
There's my summer plan.
Minus the splashback, because I'm not leaving my screen open.
Was a pistole. Eichhörnchen. Sorry.
I'm glad I'm not the only one who doesn't know what you're saying.
No, no one else understands what I'm saying. Just Ilina. But I made some gestures.
Yeah,
you can
pantomiming.
Out.
Pantomiming is helping a bit.
I got
it's just like how you spray a cat.
Oh yeah.
But it's a squirrel.
And when I heard you struggle before, I figured out that you were translating what I'd said because adding in bone dry isn't really the easiest.
Well, I'm just
colloquialism
like,
to...
what could I say? And I learned the word for skeleton last night, so I was like, skla, that's like bones. Yeah, skla trocken, skeleton dry. Du hast verstehen. Verstanden. Yeah.
Sounds like a good company. Skeleton dry.
Yeah.
Keep your skeletons clean.
Woo.
Have you seen the latest episode of Adventure Time?
No.
Have we? Possibly?
No. The one before, Vault of Bones.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, no.
That's so funny.
Did we?
Yeah, that was the
oh,
one.
Oh, yeah, that was great.
Flame Princess.
Yeah.
That was so funny. With the skeleton, they're like, do the splits!
Do the splits!
I can't.
Do the splits!
Okay.
I'm having Ilina watch Adventure Time right now. We're about 5 or 6 episodes in.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, she really likes it.
You do?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. It's funny.
Sweet.
It's the best.
I guess I need to get in on that.
Yeah.
It's a show that Connor keeps making fun of.
He watches it?
No, he's made fun of it a few times.
Because he doesn't understand that it's amazing.
Connor likes his own things.
Yeah. Well, we know that.
Well, it was just funny the first time he like slammed it and everyone around him was like, I watch it.
What was it?
And the second time he was a little more like, well, you know, it's not really my...
And then I was just, what was it? Because Katie and I were both here and we're just like, what? No, dude. It's the best.
What is it?
It's a cartoon.
It has a very simplistic design to it.
It's Simple.
I've seen things on Facebook.
Yeah, it you know she posts a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
So it has a very simple, mm-hmm. clean but bizarre design to
it's,
it.
Yeah. It's simple, you know, but the storylines are wacky. Like they're
90s
just,
cartoon wacky.
And they're fun. Like I remember when Dan first introduced me to it and I just thought, oh.
What?
I was like, this is so bizarre. But then part of you remembers, you know what?